Hello.
Thank you so much for trying to organize a home meditation group. It is a wonderful thing to do for your practice. It is supportive for each and all, and it is a great way to establish a sense of community in a place where otherwise you might not be able to find one unless you have a cat. Hello. So this short video is meant for small groups. So the basic meditation instruction remains the same, but I'll say a few words about how to sit together. And don't forget, there's a PDF document with more particular instructions for how you could start and end your group sitting sessions. So I'm sitting at home, as you can probably tell. My cat is walking in and out of things. She seems to want to scratch things and get petted. That's cool. You can totally sit at home, including your pets and your outside noises and, whatever else you may encounter as you practice at home. So, if you're sitting together as a group, that's great. You can choose to sit in one person's house or you can move from house to house, it's fine. But when you practice together, here's what I suggest. Take your seats comfortably. Let there be a moment, we're going to start that right now, actually, of just sort of settling. So if you're in a group right now, please, as I say, take a comfortable seat and just take a moment to acknowledge each other. You don't have to do anything like stare at each other or hug each other, but unless you want, but just a sense of thank you for doing this with me. Just rouse that sense in your heart. Thank you to each and all who are here to sit together in an effort to relate with our own minds and develop a sense of community in whatever way you like. And we'll begin our practice. Oopsie. So let yourselves relax. Feel a sense of how wonderful it is to be with others without having to make chit-chat or worry about anyone or wonder if anyone likes you or if your outfit is appropriate. Just none of that is relevant. Just being together, sitting with others, quietly without talking is a very intimate and wonderful thing. So establish your posture by sitting up straight. Resting the hands on the legs, letting the belly relax. The breath is natural, in and out through the nose. And the eyes are open, and the gaze cast down, and very soft. And it doesn't matter what you're looking at. Just direct your gaze down to some comfortable point, and whether there's someone's bag or the corner of a couch or someone else's knee, it doesn't matter because you're not staring at that spot. There's more a sense of anchoring your gaze while allowing the whole visual field in. Crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Feel yourself breathing. and let your attention ride the breath. Coming all the way in on the inhale and dissolving out on the exhale. Your mind will keep making thoughts, it's fine, no problem. There's no need to stop that or change that. Just let it happen like it was sort of some noise down the hall or down the street that you could sort of hear, but you couldn't really tell exactly what was being said. It was more just a sense of sort of noise and sound. But not particularly paying attention to the content. And if you get absorbed in thought, it's no problem. Just let go. If it helps, you can say to yourself silently, thinking. And this saying thinking has this quality of snip, cutting your tie to that thought, letting it sort of drift away, and gently bring your attention back to your breath and begin again. Breathing in and breathing out. to close your practice, close your eyes for a moment, and just again acknowledge each other. Rouse some sense of appreciation and send out the wish that those you are sitting with can experience happiness and relief from suffering. And know that as you send out these wishes, they are also being sent to you, also from me. And open your eyes. And thank you so much for your practice.